But first, back to the Nobels, and Khalil Thurloway has the lowdown on who won the prize for physics.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to David Thewlis, Duncan Holdin, and Michael Kostelitz for their work on exotic states of matter. All three of these scientists were born in the UK and Cambridge educated. In the matter which makes up our world, changes in temperature affect how particles interact. This affects properties like how well they conduct electricity, which tends to get better as they get cooler because the particles are bumping around less, so the electrons can flow more smoothly. But at extremely low temperatures, close to absolute zero, things get a bit freaky. The effect of heat on the behaviour of the particles shrinks so much that it almost disappears, and the quantum effects, which are normally only visible on a tiny scale, are revealed. It's one of these strange phenomena that Thewlis, Holdin and Kostelitz investigated. In systems close to absolute zero, some substances become what are known as topological insulators. This means that they conduct electricity very well along their surfaces, but not at all through the middle. This means that the precise shape of the material can have dramatic effect on its electrical behaviour. This strange effect is also seen in some very thin materials, ones that are so thin that they can essentially be considered two or even one-dimensional. For example, a layer of tin one atom thick acts as one of these topological insulators. These strange and exotic states of matter found in very cold or very thin systems are currently being investigated for potential applications in the development of advanced electronics and quantum computers, which could revolutionise our lives, as well as having other far-reaching implications in the worlds of maths and physics.
Khalil Thurloway.